Yeah, but your thoughts on tonight's amazing game here in Ballinamallard?
I wouldn't say amazing, Andy. Turned into a little bit of chaos towards the end. Even in the end of extra time, where we thought we were going to finally see it through. At 5-3, we conceded one in the 120th minute. Disappointing overall for the performance and whatever else, but cup football's sometimes about putting yourself in the next round. Yeah, we can, and we will, play a lot better. Credit to Ballinamallard, they made it difficult for us. They played a sort of solid back five, which took us a little while to adjust to try and break down. But I've no qualms with the effort, the attitude. The players went right to the final whistle in normal time. We ended up with a formation when I took Matty Clark off. We ended up going to basically a 2-3-5. At one stage, there was bodies everywhere, and you're getting Shevlin on, Reynolds on. Thankfully, Daniel popped up with an important equaliser for us, which basically kept us in the cup tie. We adjusted again in extra time, but with that many forward players on and the chase and the hunt in 90 minutes for the equaliser, that we sort of had to adjust. So credit the players that they had and they did adjust. And say all in all, I'm relieved, I'm pleased, I'm delighted that we're through, and we've given ourselves an opportunity now to go to Dungannon down the next round.
3-2 down, 2 minutes to go. Daniel Reynolds has that poacher's instinct that you need for that type of situation, doesn't he?
Yeah, and again, Daniel has that knack. He was unfortunate a couple of times in extra time. I even thought once we got the equaliser in 90 minutes with two or three opportunities, could be a nicked one and maybe saved ourselves 30 minutes and left a little bit in the tank. But as I said, can't be too unhappy with the attitude, the aptitude of the players, the way they went right to the whistle. We scraped through last year against Portadown, so it's the first round. We are in the hut. We played in Gannon, and so we look forward to the next game, Andy.
And before the next game, it's Carrick Rangers on Monday.
Yeah, tough game, another tough away venue. Never find it easy down there. It's a tight arena. It's a bobbly pitch. So we know it's no point me saying to the players that we have more levels to go. We've got more in the tank, and we will improve. But we don't want to be leaving it to the stage where tonight we nearly get caught out. We nearly get found out. Because Carrick have decent enough players. They've enough experience. Niall Curry sets his team up again in a sort of back three, back five. So we'll go there. We'll need to be better than what we were tonight, improve, learn from tonight, probably put that footage, the game, everything else in the bin tonight, and concentrate now on the big game now next Monday night.
And a long drive home is better at 5-4 winning than 3-2 defeat.
Absolutely. And again, credit to the players, because we the players are disappointed in there, to be honest. There's a lot of disappointed individual performances collectively, and they're probably disappointed. But again, me trying to be positive with them at the end, I'm saying, I always say to the players at times, it's never going to be plain sailing, it's never going to be easy, we're never going to be an easy street where we're winning games and whatever else, that sometimes you have to get lucky, you ride your luck throughout a campaign and a long season, and cup runs especially, and find a way to win, and the players done that tonight.
All the best for Monday night, Dale.
Thanks, Andy.